Hello, and welcome back to another much-delayed episode of Anxiously Artistic. I'm your host, Dr. Alondra Shealy. And I say that it is a very delayed episode because I realize that I have not posted in about 2.5 months, I suppose. And some of that was intentional, some of that was unintentional. So I am here to give a couple of updates, and there aren't very many, but there are some. So as I've spoken about previously on this podcast, I am a firm believer in mental health and getting the resources that you need. And part of this podcast is to kind of work through some of these mental and psychological disorders and issues that arise associated with work and just living life, really. Just, it's what it is. And I was trying to post weekly, and I was missing the mark because I just had situations arise. I was a bit overworked. I was rather overwhelmed. And I could not make it work. So I can't exactly remember what initially happened when I started taking a break. I think I was wrapped up in work, or I was having some and or having technical issues with my computer. I was having an issue with my website, and I just couldn't get anything to upload. And so I was just like, you know, I'm going to take some time to kind of call back. And I was coming to the end of a lot of pre-recorded podcast episodes anyway, and I needed time to catch up on that. Well, funny enough, I did take some time so that I could try to get some ideas jogged. And boy, let me tell you, when you take a break to do that, sometimes it does not work out that way, right? You think that, okay, well, I'll just step back and I'll start recording things left and right, but I was running into blanks. I had nothing, or I had very little. And that's not wholly true, because I have a running list in my Notions. And I also have I call it like my social media notebook that I just jot down ideas. So I also have ideas in there as well. But a lot of them I felt like I couldn't fully flesh out, or I didn't have the ideas all the way there. And like I was just missing a couple of pieces. So anyway, not to mention, I kind of misplaced my notebook for a spell of time. So that was that. And there were some really good ideas in there that I had just simply put out of my mind. That is why I write them down, because I know I'll forget. But things just kept happening as they do. And a lot of it was with work. We had a training that we were coming up with. We were creating a workbook as well as administering training to teachers. And so that consumed a great deal of my time. And honestly, I was really just trying to take a step back and rest. I had so many things whooshing through my mind, and I could not, for the life of me, focus on anything. The distractions were extremely heavy, right? So I had intended to only to take a little while off. And then before I realized it, I kept taking a little more and a little more and a little more. I think it was initially like 2 weeks, and then it ended up being 2 months before I knew it. And I was just like, I don't want to stay away from this too long. I don't want to start and stop stuff. I don't want to get away from this too long, because I know I'll push it out of my mind. And what's the purpose of then I don't have this kind of platform or dedication to myself to commit to working through my anxiety, right? I can't run when things become extremely heavy laden or my anxiety is at an all-time high. Then I'm not working through it. I'm not processing it. So I found that I was inadvertently taking more time, and I was still recording episodes about every week, every 2 weeks or so. And that was bringing me a bit of peace. And y'all, a few weeks ago, I suppose, I got hit with a sewing bug. Like, I had that moment of realization again where it's just like, you have 3 degrees in design. Girl, it can't all be about drawing. You love fabric. You've always loved fabric. And as a very big, heavy-bottomed girl, I just can't always find clothes that work or fit me in stores. And I prefer thrifting. I just feel like it's one of the more eco-friendly things that you can do. And I have a rather eclectic style that I'm still playing with. I still have not gotten my hands kind of, or my head wrapped around what my style is. I like a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But I know I really appreciate thrifting, and I can't always find things that I like necessarily. But what I do find often at thrift stores is fabric, and lots of cool vintage fabric. That's one of my favorite things. And so I've been picking up a lot of things here and there, and I'm like, girl, get back into the groove of things. Start playing around and figuring out what your style is. And like, who's gonna shoot you? You know what I mean? Like, no one can tell you what your personal style is wrong. So I found a bunch of fabrics. I went to Walmart and found tons of knits, like in all sorts of colors. And I just got super inspired. I bought an entire bolt of like this snake print knit fabric, and I was just like, I gotta get to work. So that's what I did. I bought some fabric from Mood Fabrics, and it was funny, as soon as that fabric came in, it was this beautiful like handkerchief paneled fabric. I was just like, I immediately know what I want to do. And I proceeded to making a wrap skirt, and I haven't worn a wrap skirt, gosh, in ages, probably since high school or so. I don't know, it's been a rather long time. But I realized that it was approaching summer, and I was like, or approaching the end of summer. I was like, I'm going to make this. I don't care if fall is here or not. It's orange, it's vibrant, and I really do embrace wearing color. I love color. So, got into that groove of sewing, and then the darndest thing happened. We got hit with Helene, and we got hit with Helene hard. Now, being an Alabama girly at heart and, you know, spirit, and for a long time physically, I was used to hurricanes. We've had multiple trees fall on our homes due to hurricane season, being rained out, the weird funky weather that comes with hurricanes and tornadoes. You know, I've experienced a great deal of it, right? Having family in Florida and going through when it's their crazy rainy season, I'm not, you know, unaccustomed to any of that. However, being here in the mountains of West North Carolina, this threw me for a loop. I believe that we experienced aftermath of a hurricane unparalleled to what I have been accustomed to before. As much as like entire devastation across counties, not just one, but entire counties. And as I've spoken to my partner before, this place is extremely underprepared for anything of that type of natural disaster. The infrastructure here is not built for it. And I think they think because, you know, they're in the mountains, nothing like that will hit. And I saw an article that said Asheville being hit by a hurricane shows that there's no safe place from global warming. And I was just like, man, that is the truth. But at any rate, we were without power for a week or a bit over a week, and without internet for twice as long. So we've just had internet services restored. In the meantime, I had no to little cell power. Like, there was hardly any way to even charge my phone. My car battery died because I was trying to do a lot of heavy lifting with powering or even charging multiple cell phones and backup batteries. we had nothing. I had to cook outside a lot of times, and Lord knows that I am not complaining about that. It was definitely a privilege to even be able to cook at all. Like, in the midst of all of that, our freezer still stayed frozen. Thank God for it. But it just really showed me that when disaster strikes, how prepared are you? And I think a lot of us were not prepared at all. I thought that I was a little more prepared than other folk. Some people got power restored almost instantaneously within a couple of days, I want to say. But it took us a bit longer. And I just thank God that I have gotten into hiking and camping. Because if I didn't even have those things to rely on, I don't think we would have made it as much as we had. I will say that it happened at the most perfect time, if it were going to happen. It wasn't terribly hot. It was fairly mild, and it wasn't cold at all. So we were able to be rather comfortable without power. I do a lot of grilling outside, and I have a fire pit, so we've had means of cooking and trying to heat water. Also, had just recently purchased a camping shower, and I thought that was really smart on my end, I suppose, because I was able to try to get water heated, and it has a spigot on it, a shower head, so we could have had not hot water, but tepid water to, it wasn't going to be freezing water, you know, to shower with. And so it was just remarkable, like, having done that. And of course, I have family members in the northern part of this state who are just like checked in on me after a while. Just like, hey, you are more than welcome to come and stay with us. And I was like, well, I think we're getting close to having things restored. But, you know, we're going to try to situate it out a little more. If it had been probably a month, I would have had to go somewhere. And luckily, I work from home, so I would have just gone back to Alabama or somewhere else. I've had other people reach out to me and say, hey, come stay with us. So I'm extremely fortunate and grateful that that was the situation. But it was so funny that I say it was the most optimal time, like, weather-wise, for that situation to happen. But honestly, it was super crippling for my creativity, as my iPad had died for quite some time. I just was rather frustrated, and I felt like I couldn't, like, the momentum that I had to create was stifled almost as soon as it happened. And I was just like, I don't need this again. I don't need any hitches in my giddy up. I have no problem providing those of my own. But I was just like, you know what? I can't hold on to, like, oh, that happened and it sucks. And it, no, I got to kickstart my creativity into hyperdrive. So that's what I've been working on. I've had the beautiful pleasure of having clients that I've worked with before and customers that are reaching out for other things who have just like, hey, I need XYZ, or who have just kind of given me a bit of encouragement. I know some months ago I remarked on working with this client that had been in my inbox for a couple of years that I didn't even know about. Thank you, Instagram. But he reached out to me. He's been reaching out to me periodically, but just yesterday he reached out to me. He was just like, hey, the design that we created, you know, the patch that you actualized for me, he was just like, people are absolutely loving it. And I was just like, yay. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he's doing it as Patreon rewards. But that did my heart some good, because he was just like, you know, the colors are beautiful. Like, it just really, you just did a fine job on it. And I'm like, that's what I needed to hear, because when I was creating the patch, I was stressed out. It took me a while to develop it. And I don't necessarily right now consider myself a perfectionist. In the past, I have. But it just seemed like I couldn't get this thing right. At least right enough in my standards. And I just was like, you know what? Some of this is just going to be the best that it is. And it was. It was great. After, gosh, I don't know how many iterations of creating this patch. I want to say I probably went through at least 5. And I was just like, you can't make this any more perfect. You cannot make this any smoother. You're just going to have to run with it. And so I got them all, you know, pressed up and heat pressed and shipped off to them. And to have this report of like, these look great. My clients, my, you know, target is really enjoying this. Did my heart a lot of good. And I just was like, yes. Because as an artist, as a designer, as a creator, I need that. I need that feedback when I can't provide it for myself. And so it's definitely important to like let people know that you appreciate them. And same for me. Like I tell my customers all the time that I appreciate them because they just don't know. Like I appreciate their reports. They really do boost my ego, if you will. But I will say the other crazy thing that happened is that, and it's a major one, you know, I can live through not having power, but my computer died. And I don't mean like the battery is shot. I mean hard drive wiped out. Apparently there had been updates on my computer right before the storm and it was acting extremely wonky and I was going about my way to try to fix it. It's not the first time I've had some weird updates that just caused my computer to freak out. So I'd worked with IT personnel before. I have a great privilege of having a IT friend at work who is a good, you know, dude that I josh with all the time. So he can usually get me situated, but I was just like, I'm going to brave this on my own. I'm not going to bother anybody. Because again, I didn't really have power in the midst of this, right? So I'm trying to get it fixed and I'm trying to reboot it and trying to reinstall the operating system. I'm trying everything that I know, right? When you get the little blue screen of death and it gives you all the recovery options, I am hitting everyone, right? Now, luckily before I did that, I don't think I took my entire C drive, but I did get my desktop saved and I copied an image. So I was just going to re-image the thing. Somehow, the image that I took was corrupted, which is blows my mind, right? That even happened. I don't even know what's going on with Microsoft at this point because the image that I took, which I've done this before and I've never had any issue with it, was corrupted when I tried to re-image my computer after I got it started up, right? Didn't work. And I think they may have started the process of breaking my computer, which sucked because I had a ton of programs which I can't even download anymore on there. And then I went to try to create a recovery drive for my husband's computer and that kept timing out, kept getting an issue with that. And I was just like, I literally don't understand how this can happen when I'm not touching anything. I tried on all sorts of USB drives, brand new ones even, reformatted all of that. Nothing, to no avail. And I just was like, you know what? I'm going to not focus on this. I have an old MacBook Pro that someone gave me years ago that I'm like, you know, I can get work done on that. Now, it may not be many updates, but it is what it is. And then I can use my husband's computer for my personal stuff, and it's quite all right. I like Macs to a point, but I prefer a Microsoft product for some reason, even though I think right now they are letting AI go run rampant and misusing a lot of things. But at any rate, I won't get on that soapbox. So yeah, I have not had my computer in quite some time, like hinging on 2-3 weeks maybe. So I'm just gonna have to bite the bullet and get another one. I really don't want to do that, but it is what it is. So that also made this process painful because I haven't had my own computer to work from. And I have a lot of software I run. A lot of software. A lot of software I have, of course. Photo editing software, digital art software, 3D printing, cutting machines, printers. I have a lot. And I'm like, I clearly cannot be without a computer. I have embroideries, all of these things. I even podcasting. Now, I will say there is a beautiful silver lining in this, and that I have separate programs on my iPad. So I typically record on my iPad and just kind of edit it, do some soft editing there, and then I take it over to my computer and do the rest. But it's just, yeah, that put a huge damper on my workflow. But I can't let, and I won't let that stop me. I try to see the good in this situation, right? Despite all of the devastation. And a lot of it was, I had a lot of distractions cut off. A lot of them cut off. I had great conversations with my husband. And not that I don't typically do so, but we were able to talk about plans and all kind of things. And that being said, I was able, and I haven't done it in months now that I look at my planner, but I actually wrote down goals for myself that I want to try to achieve. And that was a major thing for me. I don't want to get lost in the fact that now we have buzzy internet and all of this stuff. Like, no, I want the old Alondra back when it was just work. Well, let me say this. I don't want all of that back, but I do want where I focused on my work. I've been in this like letting go phase for so long this year where I've just been like, I have to decompress. I have to let go of hurt. I have to let go of trauma. I have to let go of unfairness and inequities and all of these things that I have experienced ever, right? But certainly since going through a PWI. So that was in part why I started a garden. And that garden has definitely been extremely cathartic and it's been very helpful in so many ways, right? It's helped me realize a lot of stuff about myself. And it's been one of my longest running projects that I tend to every day. And so that commitment that I put into this garden and making it work, the labor that it costs, I want to devote some of that back to my business as I once did. I've got so many ideas that I've been playing with lately, and I haven't gotten them. I've gotten them from idea to execution, but I haven't gotten them from execution to broadcasting. And that's where I have the issue that I've spoken about a lot. So I want to get past that, right? Because fear is not a real thing. And I want to live in that. So I've just felt the need to give you all a bunch of updates about what's been going on. Not much. I wish that I had been as productive as I would have liked to have social media, not be the highlight reel of my work day or whatever. But unfortunately, I have not, because I have not had power. And I don't hint so if I can help it. That is not something that I like to do unless I'm doing needlework, and that's completely different. But it feels good to institute those social media limits that I was supposed to have been adhering to in the beginning anyway, and I just lost myself in it. And I was just like, you know, that's not right. I've gotten back into reading. I had taken a bit of a break from it. And so I think I really needed that refresh and that restart. And even not having power and having to do certain things got me to thinking about even more content that I can put out now. So I hope that you can stick around for that. and that it's something that'll be of use to not just me, but you and other folk as well. All right. Well, it's been so great to get back on the mic, and I appreciate you for being here. Until next time, bye.